Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, a.k.a. the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Let's begin talking about the seer. The seer that is mentioned in the book of Jeremiah. 1 Samuel 9:11 asks, is the seer here? The seer, S-E-E-R, one who sees, is the seer here? Jeremiah 9:19, I am the seer. I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, am the seer. 1 Samuel 9:18 says, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. I have told you before where I live. Now that 1 Samuel 9:18 request is also given in John 1:38. It says to me, it says to the Lord God, where dwellest thou? I have told all where I dwell. I've even said, come and see. Jeremiah 1:13 asked me then, saying, what seest thou? What do you see? What do I see? Lamentations 3:1 gives an answer to that question. It gives for me an answer to the question. The answer, I am the man that hath seen Genesis 3:7 as, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. So, I have seen the affliction of my people. Spoken about that in great length here recently. My people are in a state of captivity. That is my people's affliction. My people are also in a state of deception. They are afflicted with deception and captivity. The question arises in James chapter 5, verse 13. It says, is any among you afflicted? Answer, again, my people, the people of the Lord, the black people, are afflicted, being in captivity and deceivement. Genesis 4:26. But let me add, of course, I have seen much more, and I have talked about those things which I have seen. Visit Lawmaster Archives and get the whole story. Genesis 4:26 says, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. When is the time for men to call upon the name of the Lord? And what is the name of the Lord? The name of the Lord is Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is the AVB's. He is the Bible's God and Lord. I have seen all things. I have done all things. I have performed all things. All things are now ready. The people can come to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time to go to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Black people, it is time for you to seek to go to your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Says your book, the AVB. Your word in your book, the AVB, to black people this is, says, let us go into the house of the Lord. How do you call on upon the name of the Lord? By visiting your Lord. Visiting your Lord. Isaiah says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. In other words, go to your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, while he is yet alive. Do not tarry. Go to the Lord your God. Let us go into the house of the Lord. The Lord has a house, and it is not the Christian church. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is not welcomed in the Christian church. The Christian church is not the house of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is not a Christian. I have shown you the evil of Christianity. Do visit Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Here, learn, and act upon the information. Come, let us, well, moving on here, 1 Samuel 9, verse 6 says, behold now, there is in this city a man of God. He is an honorable man. A description of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a description of the Lord. The Lord is in a certain city, which I've told you. And he is called, referred to as a man of God. And that means, that phrase, man of God, means man having a designation of God. It is not a reference to any minister. It is not a reference to any Christian minister or otherwise. It is a reference to one individual whose name is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. It says about Tommy L. Hart, he is an honorable man. And it says, notice this, obviously, but some may miss it. It says, a man who is the seer, who sees things and makes it known and makes them known to his people, the people of the Lord, the black people. So, the Lord is in a city. He is a man. He is a man having the designation of God. He is an honorable man. He is the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, says your book, the AVB, commonly called King James Version. Come, let us, 1 Samuel 9, verse 5 says, come, let us return. These are your words, my people. Come, let us return. Return to what? Where? Return to the Lord, your God. Your words. Come, let us return. For God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has made the call and said, come, all things are ready. Will you heed the call? The question is asked in Isaiah 42, verse 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hear and hearken? Will you hear and hearken and heed the call and go to the house of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? Come, let us return. Return to your Lord and your God. The seer, the man of God, the seer who has seen the affliction of his people, the seer who has called his people to himself, the seer who has given you deception and captivity. Let me now speak on life and liberty. The phrase, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It comes from the United States Declaration of Independence. It seems reasonable to say that all men want life and all men want liberty. And they do all they can to protect such rights and ensure that their posterity will have and enjoy the rights of life and liberty. History speaks of one who exclaimed, give me liberty or give me death, implying a life without liberty is a life not worth living. It's either liberty or death. The statement may also imply a life void of liberty is like death itself. That being said, any threat to these rights is taken pretty seriously. Men go to war in the name and for the sake of life and liberty. Now, there are those who love, cherish, and enjoy these rights of life and liberty, and at the same time deny others those very rights. Such is the case with the Gentiles. They are always talking about these rights. They glory in these rights, they are protective of these rights. But at the same time, they are denying black people, the people of the Lord, of those very rights. What is that? Answer. That is evil. Because of the old hatred, the AVB says, after all these many years, the Gentiles are secretly still holding black people in captivity. The Gentiles deny black people of that which they, the Gentiles, enjoy. The Gentiles are presently denying black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, of life, and they are denying them of liberty. In the face of their own declaration of independence. The details of the Gentiles' wickedness, of which they are guilty of, are set down in Lawmaster Archives. Visit Lawmaster at www.blogtalkradio.com/Lawmaster. Keyword in the title is captivity. This heinous act should be denounced by all good-hearted people and human rights organizations everywhere. The people should be enraged at such action. The black people themselves should be enraged, emboldened to act on the word of God, their Lord Tommy L. Hart. I have been telling the people of the Lord Tommy L. Hart what they should do. And now, let me speak of what I have done. Jeremiah 2, verse 23 says, "To me, the Lord, know what thou hast done." Psalm 14, verse 7. "I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, have brought out the captivity of my people." That is emphasized in that it is stated two times in the AVB. "I have shown my people that they are yet in captivity." Luke 1, verse 77. "I have brought out the captivity of my people. I have shown my people that they are yet in captivity." Luke 1, verse 77. "I have given my people knowledge of salvation. I have given them the way out of captivity." Jeremiah 3, verse 21. "I have revealed the name of the Lord to my people." John 4, let's see here. John 14, verse 10 says, "He doeth the works." Speaking of the works of God, who has done them. "I have done the works ascribed to the Lord God." And the evidence is clear, it is unmistakable, it is in Lawmaster Archives. Visit the works of God. Consider your book, the AVB, which says, "Consider the work of God." Obey your book, my people. What is your book? Your book is the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. I have done the works, the AVB, ascribes to the Lord God. Jeremiah 10:16, I have performed all things. Therefore, all things are ready. Come to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Jonah 1:8, I have identified the people belonging to the Lord. Who are the people belonging to the Lord? The people belonging to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, are the black people. Luke 22:32, I have converted and strengthened my people with the knowledge coming from their Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I have proclaimed the day of the Lord. We are living in the day of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The day of the Lord's physical appearance on earth is here. I have shown my people the evil of Christianity, things the Bible's Lord has done, things the black people's Lord has done. Yes, I have shown my people the evil of Christianity and called them away from that evil. I have given my people my word. Acts 20:35, I have showed my people all things. I have called my people to me, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Exodus 18:20. I have shown my people the way in which they should walk and the work that they must do. Psalm 94:1, I have shown myself to the people. John 7:4, I have shown myself to the world. John 17:6, I have manifested my name, the name of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Exodus 18:19, hearken now to my voice, I give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. I am with thee here on the earth. I have showed you the face of the Bible's God. God is presently with his people on the earth, and they have seen the face of God in a picture. Job 37:6. Be thou on the earth. The Lord God is on the earth. He is presently speaking. The Bible's God, the Bible's Lord. Psalm says, God is the Lord which has showed us light. I give the people very needed and necessary information. Information which they should receive and act upon. Acts 20:27. I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, have not shunned to declare to you all the counsel of God, such as return to the Lord, trust in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. believed in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And come to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Return to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I have not shunned my people, or I have not shunned to declare to you all the counsel of God. Visit Lawmaster Archives. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 27. I have showed my people the word of God. Jeremiah 17:15 asks, or with respect to Jeremiah 17:15, I have showed my people the word of the Lord. Jeremiah 17:15 says, where is the word of the Lord? I reply, I have showed my people the word of the Lord. Visit Lawmaster Archives. Acts 21, verse 14. My people's book says, the will of the Lord be done. Not speaking, just let it go like that. The will of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, be done. Last but not least, I have shown my people their present state, that of captivity. I have showed my people the way of salvation. I have shown my people the way to liberty and freedom. I have called my people, the black people, to me, their Lord. The one, their book, the AVB, says and proclaims is the Lord. Proclaims him Lord. The AVB proclaims Tommy L. Hart, Lord and God. The AVB is my people's book. So I have shown my people the way to liberty and freedom. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has indeed acted. Now, he has acted. I remember in this statement, though, before I move on. Psalm 119, verse 126. Verse 126 says, it is time, Lord, for thee to work. Well, I have worked. It is now time for you, my people, to work. A call to action. Hosea 10:12 says, it is time to seek the Lord. These things are said to my people, black people. It is time for you to seek the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. Proverbs 8:33 says, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Proverbs 9:6, a call to action. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Hosea 12:6, of action. Turn to the Lord your God. James 4, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Therefore, on the basis of all the things I have done, all the things which the AVB ascribes to the Lord God, I have done. Call to action. Hosea 6, verse 1. Return, that's an important word there, return to the Lord your God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. Call to action. Genesis 31, verse 16. Whatsoever God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart, has said to you, do it. Let me say here, Hosea 11:10, my people's book says about them, they shall walk after the Lord. They shall walk in harmony with the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. That's a duty of the black people. These things are written to black people. They are written for black people. Call to action, Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. Trust in the Lord, your God, who has done all things. The Bible says, your book says, about the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he has done all things well. Come now, all things are ready. Come to the Lord's house. Visit the Lord. Seek the Lord. Call upon the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. Call to action. Isaiah 39, verse 5. Hear ye the word of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. Hear. Hear my word. Consider my word. Follow my word. Obey my word. Simply putting things. Call to action. Well, this is on the authority of Hosea 10, verse 12. I say to you, black people, my people, it is time for you to seek the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Revelation 18, verse 4, and 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Come out of her, my people. I, the Lord, the black people's God, say to them, come out of her, my people. Come out from among them. From among who? From among the Gentiles. From among those who have done and continue to do evil to you. To the ones, come out from among them who have been holding you many years and secretly in captivity. Not only secretly, but wrongfully holding you in captivity. It's a shame. And it's an evil. So come out of her, my people, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. On the basis of Isaiah 45, verse 22, I say to you, my people, the people of the Lord, look to me and be saved. Be saved from disunity, deception, and captivity. Isaiah 43, verse 1, to my people, I have called you by thy name, thou art mine. And what is your name? Your name is the people of the Lord. The people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. That is your name. Says your chief law book, the AVB. I have called you by thy name, thou art mine. Black people, these are your words, as stated by your book, the AVB, in the Lord our God. I have a reference here written in a way that I can't understand it, so I won't say it, but you can look it up in a good concordance. We trust in the Lord our God. That statement is for my people, the black people, when they have said that they trust in the Lord our God. This is your black people, my people, constitution. My people, the black people, hear what your book, the AVB, also called King James Version, has to say to you. What does it have to say to you? What does your book say to you? It says to you, come out of her. Come out from among them, the Gentiles. Come out from among your captors and be separate. Be reunited with your Lord, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Come. Come to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, for all things are ready. It is time for you to seek to go to the Lord your God. Your book says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord is the house where the Lord Tommy L. Hart dwells, which is in a city in the United States of America. And it is said of the Lord, it is said of you, O Lord, he is a man of God. He is the man having the designation of God. He is an honorable man. This man, the book of Acts says, this man is the great power having the designation of God. What man? The man who has done the works ascribed by the AVB to the Lord God. His name is Tommy L. Hart. Come to him. Come out from among the enemy. Be reunited with your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Come, for all things are ready. Join me next time. Join me on Twitter. Hashtag Tommy L. Hart. And do not forget to visit Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Join me later when the judgment continues.